Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Okay, boys, here we go.
Hey, from the drop down, let's go.
Who's ready for some football?
Football!
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
So glad football season's back.
The clock is running in the National Football League. Just a few games left to determine which teams are in. Which teams are out. It's playoff time in the National Football League. And it is, in fact, playoff time. John Hancock and Michael Kelly here with you, and it's time for our weekly no-prize pick'em challenge, Mike.
Who's picking with us?
So we're going to pick some games. I've got some games here in front of me, and we're going to hear from our listener, Ben, who is joining us. Ben, do we have you?
Yes, you do. Thanks for having me, guys.
Ben, it is a delight to have you. And we're also joined by former Blues enforcer. We're trying to reach our former Blues enforcer.
We're trying.
He's in the penalty box.
He is in the penalty box. 5 minutes for fighting out there, and we don't seem to have him.
Well, let's move along.
So here's how it's going to work.
All right.
If we get him, he will join us. If he doesn't, I will pick for him. All right. So that's how we're going to do it. So it's Ben, our listener, who's here, Reed Lowe, who might be played by me, and then Michael Kelly will all pick, and I will pick as well. Ben, are you ready?
I'm ready, sir.
All right. Big NFC East game between the first place Philadelphia Eagles at the Washington Commanders. What say you, Ben?
I got the Eagles at this one. Commanders not playing for anything. Eagles much better team. Eagles by a landslide.
All right. Eagles by a landslide, Michael Kelly.
E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles, Eagles, Eagles.
Remember last year, the mayor of Philadelphia
couldn't spell
Eagles.
She couldn't spell it.
All right. Reed Lowe picks the Washington Commanders.
Oh, did he?
Yes, he did. Oh,
hate to see that.
And John Hancock, I'm going to go with the Philadelphia Eagles on this one.
All right.
That's good. Our next game. The Green Bay Packers. It's a big one. The Green Bay Packers. It could be a battle of first place with the Chicago Bears at Soldier Field. How's this one going to turn out, Ben?
I got the Packers in this one. After the Rams left, the Packers really opened their arms for me. Their fan base welcomed me in. Lambeau's a great place to watch a game. Their fans are great. You can't trust the Bears worth anything. I think the Packers go in there and reclaim the NFC North spot.
A definitive selection by Ben of the Green Bay Packers on the road, Michael.
He's misguided. It's the Bears in the Soldier Field.
Yeah, they are the home team. Do we have Reed Lowe? Oh,
hello, Reed.
How's it going,
Reed? How are you doing? Doing well, guys. How are you?
Magnificent. So the game here is the Green Bay Packers at the Chicago Bears. Who's the winner?
Man, that's going to be a good game.
It is.
I think the NFL's rigged this year is not the Kansas City Chiefs. It's the Chicago Bears, so they're going to go all the way to the championship.
All right.
Ooh, that's bold.
Reed Lowe picking the Bears.
Michael Kelly picking the Bears. Ben and I are going with the Green Bay Packers. All right. Very good, boys. Let's move on, shall we? The Los Angeles Chargers fighting for a playoff spot. They're traveling to Dallas, Texas to play the Cowboys. Ben, who's going to come out on top of that game?
Tough one for me. I think the Chargers are going to win, but I'm going to pick the Cowboys. I think there's something special about Jerry's World down there, and they're going to take over the Chargers.
Interesting pick. Justin Herbert and the San Diego Chargers against Dak Prescott. Reed Lowe, who you got?
Can I ask when that game is?
It's Sunday.
Hold on, we're pulling that up.
Sunday?
I don't know. 12 o'clock Sunday.
12 o'clock Sunday. Thank you,
Pete. All right. If it was Sunday night, I was for sure taking Dallas. But I think Justin Herbert and the San Diego Chargers are going to take it.
All right. The enforcer says the Chargers are in. Michael Kelly?
I'm going to try to hold back the vomit when I say it, but I think the Cowboys win.
Oh, man. No good. The Chargers are going to win this game. I got them. All right. Now we're going to move on to another very important matchup. The Jacksonville Jaguars against the Denver Broncos in Denver, Ben.
Yeah, Denver's a tough spot to go in and win a game. We just saw that last week with the Packers. I don't think if the Packers can't beat them, the Jaguars aren't going to beat them. So let's go with the Broncos.
All right. Reed Lowe.
Yeah, I think the Broncos are going to be a strong team the rest of the season. I'm going Broncos.
All right.
Yeah, I'm
joining. Bo Nix.
I'm joining the Mile High bandwagon.
Boys, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but the Sandy, the whatever they are, the Jacksonville, I can't even tell you. Shad Khan. Shad Khan, whose wife is a tremendous singer. You've heard of Shaka Khan. The Jaguars are going to win that game. All right. Well, let's move on now. We're going to the frozen field of Cleveland, guys. The Buffalo Bills against the Cleveland Browns. Ben.
Got to take the Bills there. Browns don't have much to play for. Not a very good team. Taking the Bills for sure.
Reed Lowe.
No, I think the Browns are going to take that one and have a huge upset and kill so many people's bets. It's not even funny.
That would do it. That absolutely would do it. How about you?
That's a bold pick. No, I'm sticking with Buffalo because they deserve a shot here.
Justin Allen or Jordan Allen or whatever his name is.
Josh.
Yes.
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen. The great quarterback.
What a segment.
The Bills are winning this game, boys. We got Justin Herbert and Jordan Allen and all of them. All right.
San Diego Jaguars, let's go.
And now, importantly, the winner of the Loser Bowl, the Kansas City Chiefs against the Titans of Tennessee. Ben.
Tough for me to root for the Chiefs on this one. I think their spirits are down after being eliminated from the playoffs. Give me the upset. Give me the Titans in this one.
Titans. Reed Lowe. Reed Chariot. Who do you have in this game?
I can't go against my Chiefs. So even though they're down their quarterback and pretty much have broken hearts, I think they're going to come out and play hard.
All right. Michael Kelly.
Well, and that's how pathetic the Titans are. The Chiefs, even without Patrick Mahomes and maybe some of the other veterans kind of slepping off a little bit. The Chiefs will win this game.
All right. And you got, of course, old Gardner Moonshine or whatever his name is going to be quarterback in the Chiefs. And the Titans win this game.
That's what you say?
That's what I said. All right. We got just two more guys to suffer through. The Pittsburgh Steelers walk into the Motor City of Detroit, Michigan. Ben.
Yeah, I'm a little conflicted on this one. My wife's a Steelers fan. I'm rooting for Aaron Rodgers to have success. On the other hand, got Sam LaPorte, Highland High School graduate. He is out for the year, though, but a lot of people in my hometown are proud of that guy and what he's done in his career. But let's go with the Steelers on this one.
All right. We do have commercials to run here, Ben. Okay. Reed Lowe. Who you got?
You want me to keep it short? Steelers.
Steeler, wow, I'm shocked. Go ahead, Mike.
I think our radio, our telephone guests are misguided. The Detroit Lions will win this game.
Yeah, You got, because you got old Jared, you know, the Graf, the quarterback of the Detroit Lions are going to win. All right. Sunday night football, boys. The New England Patriots against the Baltimore Ravens. Ben.
Going with Lamar and the Ravens at home on this one. They're desperate for a playoff win or a win to get into the playoffs.
And we need the point total on this one, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. How many points are they going to score total. Combined?
Combined, 49.
Yeah. 49 points. What's the over-under on the points here, Peeves? We don't
I'll have to look that up for you.
All right. Reed Lowe, we got the New England Patriots, the Vrabel guy, and the Baltimore Ravens. Who's going to win this game?
No, I think the New England Patriots are going to take this one home.
All right. This is going to be a fascinating
How many total points for that one?
Oh, yeah, Reed? Total points, Reed.
Well, I'll go 48.
I'd hate to face this guy on The Price is Right. That's all I can tell you. All right, Michael Kelly.
I, too, picked the Pats, and I had 48.
Need you to pick a different number. Yeah, for you can't. It's for our tiebreaker.
Thanks for
52.
Listening.
52.
Thanks for listening.
The over-under is 48, by the way. So.
Uh-huh. Well, there you have it. Let me see here. We got the Patriots and the Ravens. You got, let's see. You got, who's that running back they got over there?
Come on.
Derrick Henry. And he play for them?
Yeah.
I think Derrick Henry's going to run for 183 yards in this game. And the Baltimore Ravens are going to win a high-scoring contest. 73 points. Yes, it will be remarkable. All right, boys, we've recorded your answers. Reed Lowe, thanks so much for playing. And
Thank you, guys.
Ben, it's always a pleasure. We'll find out next week who prevails on our No Prize Pick'em Challenge.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
They had Reed Lowe on.
Yeah, Reed Lowe.
We never even got to ask him what he's up to these days. You know, he's the former Blues enforcer. I never got even to tell him that you told me in the off parts of the show here that you could take him.
Take him for what?
Well, I mean, on the ice, you know, dropping the gloves.
I can't skate.
Yet another thing, our wilderness survivor, Can't do. You
I do
can't
have
ice
the,
skate. You can't swim.
I do have the skating merit badge, however.
You have the ice skating merit badge?
I do.
Oh, did you do it on roller skates, or how did you get it?
Oh, yeah, to do both.
So did you run around with a walker when you were doing that?
At that moment in time, I rose to the occasion, Michael.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of how I go through life.
You just step up to the occasion?
Obstacles are in front of you. People say there's no way you can do it. I can't see it happening. And then, boom, there it is.
What happened? You married this bronze goddess. I mean, Georgianne can tan up real nice. And
Olive.
She likes to go sit next to the ocean. What happens on trips like that? Because we know you probably don't even put your little tootsies in the water, do you?
Well, I don't mind the ocean. I just don't like the sand.
Really?
Yeah. So I will be on the deck. Usually, or at the pool, reading a nice book.
Well, what will you be doing this Christmas when it's going to be 70 degrees in St. Louis?
I don't know.
Because it kind of is going to ruin the feeling, don't you think, if when you're going over and having everybody
yeah,
at the house,
nice,
and there
though.
You are eating all that heavy food and sugar.
And what's nice about it is my belief that Christmas Day is the most trash-producing day of the entire year. Got all the wrapping paper and all those boxes and ribbons and da da da. So when you're carting all that stuff out to the trash can, you won't have to put a coat on.
Right.
You just walk out there, throw it in the trash can, and walk back in. So that'll be nice.
Well,
it's also my favorite meal of the year.
Christmas dinner is?
Christmas dinner.
Yeah, what do you guys eat? Ham?
Standing rib roast.
Standing. What makes it stand?
It just stands there. And looks like
why
a roast.
Why do they call it a standing roast?
I don't know, buddy, because it stands.
Well, it's your favorite meal. I would think you'd know a little bit about it.
Well, it's prime rib.
Who makes it?
Georgianne.
Yeah? Now, will you be in the helping her or sous chef?
I'll have the apron on.
Mm-hmm.
And, but it's a magnificent meal.
We have a whole cadre of folks who come. You know, I got a big family.
That'd yes, you
30
do.
30 or 40 of us there at Christmas. Mm. And so there's never enough room in the refrigerator. So the nice thing about the winter months when we all get together is you can leave the sodas
now that's
and
an
stuff
excellent point.
Sitting outside.
Not an option this year.
Not an option to throw all the drinks out on the patio and everybody just grab them there because they'd be warm as heck.
Coolers will be the order of the day.
Mm.
Lots of coolers. Just
coolers.
Put ice in those suckers and throw your little cans of soda in there and away you go.
We do this thing called product of the year. And it's kind of melded into this, but we're all of an age right now, you know, my five sisters and I and our, you know, and even the older kids giving gifts, you know, come on. I mean, how much stuff? We'd all go bankrupt trying to give gifts to each other. So what we do is we come up with this little thing that's called product of the year. And
all
that's
right.
Maybe just a small thing that made a difference in your life. So one year, one of my sisters brought, you know, Burt's Bees, lip balm, you know, like, hey, I know you guys all like chapstick, but I like this, you know, Burt's Bees thing, blah, blah, blah. Another person brought the magic eraser. Have you ever seen these things?
No. Oh, so, for your clothes.
Well, I don't know that it's for your clothes. I guess it could be used on clothes, but it's just like a little sponge, a hardened sponge. And like, you know how people hit the wall in the house and leave a mark, you know, from their clothes.
Uh-huh.
You take this magic eraser behind it, and it just seems to eliminate all of the marks, etc.
Fascinating.
Yeah, and so I'm really, really, really excited about my product of the year this year.
What'd you get?
It's consumable,
right.
But I can't tell you what it is. Meaning, it's
what do you
a
mean
food.
You can't tell
I'm
me
not going to
share. Well, you can't. You can't bring it up.
There's 40 people in my family.
Nobody's listening. Trust
yes,
me.
No,
we've been on for three
so
hours.
I'm bringing one for the little kids. I'll tell you what that is.
All right.
I am obsessed with Fun Fruits. Do you remember Fun Fruits when you were a kid?
No.
No, you didn't have them. They sell them in the aisles, you know, for like kids. They're like snacks that you would get after school. And they're, you know, little I'm sure you're giving them to Tula. They're like little gummy fruit type tasting things.
Fruit snacks?
Fruit snacks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Pete.
Same.
Well,
okay.
But never heard
well,
of.
Well, I have found, I think it's called Auntie Annie's or something.
Right.
I have found a healthy version of the fruit snack, and I went in there the other day at my local Schnucks and bought myself about 20 boxes of it to be able to give to these kids, so I'm excited to give my product of the year. Now, that's only going to be about $5-6 a person. Isn't that a clever way to kind of deal with a big family?
Very economical. That's that works.
Could you imagine, though, if you were buying big gifts for everybody?
Get everybody an air fryer. Remember, those were all the rage a few years ago.
Yeah.
Remember the air fryers?
I've never used one.
I know.
Have you?
No, I don't know.
Remember when that? How about bread machines were all the rage?
Yeah.
You know, 10, 15 years ago. I remember we made bread for like a week. And
that was it.
I got to go back. You're giving your family healthy fruit snacks?
Well, it's product of the year, so we don't necessarily do a big gift exchange because we're so huge. You know, everybody's done their own individual Christmases. We're getting together, and some people will bring a product of the year if they founded one. But I did find this, a healthy fruit snack, and they also got a little sour taste to them.
Okay.
I think the kids are going to love them.
And so when they get your healthy fruit snacks and they say, gee, you shouldn't have, they actually mean you shouldn't have.
Well, you get the little things, you know, that... But I'm so excited about my actual product of the year from my siblings, but I can't tell you what it is.
Okay.
Because some of my family members listen.
Remember a few years ago you bought the best something in the world and had it shipped to your house? What the heck am I thinking of?
Best.
Was it taffy?
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
So I was having one of those evenings, Sean, where I was in a state where I was like, ooh, I'd like some candy and something to eat, right?
All right.
And I started thinking about taffy. You know, remember the taffy, you get little dollar taffy at the dollar store, you know, get many pieces as you want. And I was like, I wonder who has the greatest taffy in the world.
Huh.
Well, it's this company that's on a boardwalk up in New Jersey.
Yeah.
And I wound up buying the taffy from them. And it comes in, I mean, they sell taffy, and you can get root beer taffy.
Wow.
You can get cherry taffy. You can get banana taffy.
Doesn't it stick to your teeth?
Oh, yeah. And that's the best part about it. And so I went and bought all this taffy and handed it out.
Yeah.
And so this year it's something similar.
How much taffy did you get?
Expensive.
Yeah?
You don't get to buy the best taffy in the world
for
and
nothing.
Have it be cheap.
Is it a healthy taffy?
No, it wasn't healthy.
Good, good.
Yeah. Do you guys like taffy?
I haven't had taffy in 40 years.
Do you like chewy things?
Not
like
really.
Chewy candies?
No.
Or you're more of a hard candy guy?
Yeah.
Like when you went over to Grandma's and she would give you the old Witherspoons.
Werther's.
Werther's, you know, you liked that?
Not Werther's, no.
What kind of candy does John have? If I were to give you some candy that you would really like, what
Sweet
is it?
Tarts.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, buddy.
Like those little bitty ones, or do you want the
big, I like
full
the big
size
ones. Yeah, the full size. The ones when I was a kid, you know, they were about a foot long there, and you had your little rolls, and you pull them out. And the great thing about the Sweet Tarts is you just put them on your tongue, and they slowly dissipate.
So you are not a chewer of the Sweet
Tarts.
Oh,
well, you do. You suck and chew.
Suck and chew.
Suck and chew. And so you suck and chew, but you suck for quite some time.
Uh-huh.
And then you chew.
I never had the patience to do the sucking part. I just did the chewing.
No, you got to suck and chew, man. That's the way it goes.
But I always hated the hard candies. You know, there's something about these gummy chews. You feel like you're really accomplishing something.
The Jawbreaker may be the greatest candy ever invented.
No.
You put that puppy in your cheek there.
And you walk around looking like you got a golf ball in
your mouth. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like Nellie Fox.
When was the last time you had a Jawbreaker?
It's been a minute.
Now, are you going to introduce Miss Tula to Jawbreakers?
I mean, well, she's a little young.
I guarantee you your spouse and daughter are never going to allow you to give her a job.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'll take
Hancock and Kelly taking you to the top of the hour, sitting in for Chris and Amy. No worries. We'll still have the Gas House gang starting here at noon, and then Dave Glover and the crew will slide in. And we're going to get you into your weekend. And, John, this weekend we start college football playoffs. Tonight, Oklahoma hosts Alabama at the start of the college football playoffs. You've got football on Saturday.
Yes.
Our own Kansas City Chiefs will be playing. You've got football on Sunday. It's the most wonderful time of the year for football fans.
Well, there's a lot of sports. No question about that. And, you know, the Blues play at some point this weekend, I think. Do they not? Nobody knows. Yeah, and I'm sort of expecting, I'm kind of expecting some moves by the Cardinals, but joining us, as he does every Friday afternoon, is the analyst, the radio analyst for our Kansas City Chiefs, former wide receiver Danan Hughes. Danan, how are you this week, my friend?
I'm doing well. How are you all?
Merry Christmas, man. We're doing great. We're in the Christmas spirit over here. Tough one last week for the Chiefs, losing Patrick Mahomes for the season, torn ACL, heartbreaking loss. They're missing the playoffs. What's the attitude right now in the locker room with these guys?
So for Christmas, I want to get a G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu grip and a Rubik's Cube. Let's talk about more positive stuff. No, I'm going to Yes, it's a dismal time around the Chiefs Kingdom, as you all know, and Patrick Mahomes underwent surgery. I think it was a little bit miraculous when you consider the time span between the injury and the surgery. It literally was just over 24 hours.
Wow.
I want to say. So that just kind of shows you maybe a little bit into the mentality of Patrick Mahomes, and the inevitable is the inevitable. Let's get it done and let's get moving forward. I have to commend him as a leader in that respect because, you know, he's looking at an extensive rehab that I think people are questioning whether he'll be ready for the start of 2026. And I think that for him, he went and got a second opinion. He had the MRI, got a second opinion, and had surgery that evening.
Yeah,
I think that kind of goes into his mindset of, look, I'm going to do everything possible to be able to be on the field with my brothers and be on the field for the Chiefs Kingdom in 2026 as quickly as possible. So you have to commend him for that.
You absolutely do. And he is just a tremendous leader on that football team. And he's going to be missed. And you guys, I mean, the injury bug on that team, the offensive line, I think by the time that game was over, you were bringing department store Santas in to play the tackle position. I mean, you were, what, four offensive linemen down?
Yes. So we had actually, if you consider not only the injuries in-game and prior to that, we have our top four offensive tackles are out. Our guard, Trey Smith, was out. So, yeah, it's been a little bit of a revolving door at those key positions, and that's what keeps everybody going. I mean, as a former wide receiver, I'd love to say that the game hinges on us on the outside and what big plays we make, but nothing happens if you can't get blocking in the trenches, in the run game or pass game. we have a guy who will likely start this week at tackle. His name is Chu Godrick. He was part of the international plan that the NFL implemented where teams had brought in international players. And so he's making his first activity at the tackle position. And oh, by the way, the opposite tackle, Essa Pole, was a guy that did not even play high school football, played basketball, and just bounced around to JUCO, and then Washington State saw a glimpse of tape and saw that he was 6'7" and had good feet and gave him an opportunity. And we took him as a free agent, cut him during the preseason, and then brought him back, and now he's out starting tackle. So a lot's going on in the trenches, but I think there's some bright spots that you can look at. By no means am I saying there's moral victories, but I think as far as one, if you were to say earlier in the season that we would not make the playoffs, I would have likely said, well, let's make sure that if that's going to come true, let's make sure it comes to fruition as soon as possible. Well, early December is pretty darn soon. So now we have the luxury of three more games, this past game that we lost, to evaluate some of this young talent and see who are going to be supporting cast members for a resurrection in 2026. So I think the offensive line is definitely one of those pieces. We got some defensive backs, defensive linemen, that this is kind of their tryout position, as well as Gardner Minshew, who will be the backup quarterback, or has been this year, who will be the starting quarterback for the remaining of the season. So a lot going on.
One of the other bright spots could be that you're probably playing one of the worst teams in football this week. So as those guys get to cut their teeth, they're playing the Tennessee Titans. Even in the midst of all the turmoil with the Chiefs, I still think we're going to pull this game off against Tennessee.
Yeah, I mean, we're definitely a better football team no matter how many injuries we sustain. They have two wins on the season. They are in true rebuild mode. But we've had some trials and tribulations down in Nashville. We haven't really fared well down there in Tennessee against that organization in recent times. So I think things are up in the air. Anytime you go into this game with basically what many people would believe is like your fourth preseason game roster, depth chart, whatever you want to consider it, things can be up in the air and anything can happen. Then there's a school of thought, which I am not a student of, but there's a school of thought of, well, since you're out of the playoffs, you might as well just go for the best draft positioning and lose the remaining games. That may be all well and good and well with fans and people that, bet on games and so on and so forth, but from the people inside the building, being a former player on the field, there's no way in the world you could have ever convinced me that losing a game would be better for us. And I don't think you can convince any players to go out there and have that mindset. So you're gonna see some fight from the Chiefs. You're going to see some youth on the field and hopefully a glimpse into the future.
What's the buzz there locally with arguably the greatest tight end in the history of the NFL and Travis Kelce? He's certainly on the short list of greatest. Are we seeing the last few games of his career, or do we not know yet?
We don't know yet, but I think if you're reading tea leaves or looking at the writing on the wall, you can, maybe venture to believe that it might be. I had mentioned a couple of weeks ago that I thought that the way he looked in pregame warmups, and again, this is just my speculation, I watched him look around the stadium. And it's almost like he was taking it in, like this is the third to last time. This was before the Houston Texans game. I felt like, I watch him in his routine. I watch Patrick. I watch a lot of the players and how they warm up, their routines, the vibe that they're going through in pregame warmups, et cetera. And I noticed that he just kind of took a moment before that game on Sunday Night Football to kind of absorb the atmosphere, look around the stadium, and it almost gave me the thought that he was recognizing that it's coming to an end. Now, I don't know if that's 100% true, but it gave me that vibe. Now, fast forward, he's 203 yards away from breaking 1,000 yards rushing. He's having a better season than he did last year. But his compadre, his partner in crime, Patrick Mahomes, is not on the field. He may not be on the field at the beginning of 2026. So if he was thinking that this is the final countdown, I'm going to ride off into the sunset, I wouldn't blame him at all. I will say, if you or the listeners have listened to the New Heights podcast, there are some things that he's saying without saying it that makes me believe that it might be the last run for Travis Kelce. What an amazing run. He'll be wearing a gold jacket soon, go down as the best tight end in NFL history. And whatever way he wants to go out, let him go out the way he wants to. So we'll see how that unfolds.
You know, if you look at this team this year and the Chiefs last year, really the only difference is a couple of bad bounces, but it was these close games, and they won them all last year, and they lost almost every close game this season. And I think last season allowed the Chiefs offense in particular was so good that it masked maybe some problems that the club had on the defensive side of the ball, pass rush being chief among them. And some of those soft underbellies have been much more obvious this year, but I think they existed last year too. The Chiefs have an opportunity and a real need to address some of those things, particularly on the defensive side of the football.
Well, you hit the nail on the head, because I've been saying that for several weeks. And yes, it's 100% true. But think of it from this perspective. If you were a team in any sport, you won two previous Super Bowls, you're heading towards another one, you're basically 15-1 with your starters on the field. You've basically run shot the entire AFC West for a ninth straight year, the entire AFC. The only loss on your schedule was at Buffalo, which normally happens during the regular season. And you're cruising to a third straight Super Bowl. Even though you've played those tight games and you've won 17 consecutive one-score games and 12 one-score games last year, including the playoffs, you're still on the cusp of history. How much change are you actually going to implement? Even though you may see some kinks in the armory, even though you may see some of those things that you're living on the edge of the sword, how much change are you going to implement, because you're still winning and you're about to go to a third straight Super Bowl and possibly win it? Within 9 months, we're talking about just over 9 months of that, there are people calling for Andy Reid's job. There are people calling for Matt Nagy's job. They're telling us we need to be in overhaul mode. Just under 9 months, and that's the drastic turn here. But I will say there were definitely some things from last year and even the year before that reared its head this year that I think you can't deny. Last year it might have been easy to deny because you were running towards another Super Bowl, but now you cannot. As you mentioned, the defensive line, pass rush with four defenders as opposed to blitzing all the time, receivers making contested catches, being physical outside the numbers, our run game. I don't know if it's our running backs. I don't know if it's our scheme. I don't know if it's our blocking, the commitment or lack thereof to a run game. All of those questions are on the table now, and that's where Brett Veach, Andy Reid, Clark Hunt, and this organization will be tackling basically starting in January.
Dana Hughes, best of luck this weekend. Thanks for taking your time to visit with us on KMOX, and let's get through the rest of the season without any more injuries.
Let's do it, and you all and all the listeners have a blessed and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. That's Dana Hughes, Kansas City Chiefs radio analyst. He joins us every Friday right here on the Chris and Amy Show. Stick around. We're going to take you to the top of the hour. It's Hancock and Kelly on the Mighty Mighty Mox. John Hancock.
Hey.
Michael Kelly.
In for Chris and Amy.
In for the Chris and Amy Show.
Hey, congratulations to Ron from St. Louis, who is the winner of our, which one was that? The Beatles.
Let It Be Christmas.
Let It Be Christmas, yes.
Nice. That's over in Kirkwood?
Yeah, that's a great. Have you been to that venue?
The Kirkwood? I'm not,
it's a
no.
wonderful venue.
And our own Matt Pajeski plays a role in helping out.
He's
that
producing the sound,
he?
Right?
Yeah, I'll be doing the sound for one of the shows on it's a 2-day show on Monday and Tuesday night. I'll be there on Monday night helping
nice.
Run sound.
Excellent.
That's great.
He's a pro.
He's beyond a pro. Yeah. So I understand that you were a part of the question of the week.
I wrote it.
Yeah.
What was the question of the week?
Which do you prefer, Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
What is your answer?
Well, it's changed.
Oh.
So I was a Christmas morning guy, you know, all growing up.
Sure.
And then when we had kids, young kids, Christmas morning. Now, Christmas Eve, and I like both of them very much.
Yep.
We've got that magnificent dinner on Christmas evening, which is great.
Uh-huh.
But Christmas Eve now is, now that Mary Catherine is married, she's got another family.
Sure.
That they've got a, you know, divvy time, understandable. So Christmas Eve is our night. And so it's our Hancock night, and we've got the whole family together, and we watch Jingle All the Way, the greatest movie ever made.
Yeah.
And we open our gifts on Christmas Eve. So for me now, Christmas Eve. Now, as Tula is starting to get older, and little Nico, he'll be tuned in.
Yeah.
I may shift back to Christmas morning. I don't know.
I think mine's Christmas Day. It's the day I see all my siblings and their families, so it's Christmas Day. What said the listeners, Matt Pajeski?
Well, on the Chris and Amy Twitter poll at Chris Amy KMOX, they voted, 65% voted Christmas Eve as the better day, 34% voted Christmas Day as the better day.
Yeah, interesting, isn't it?
It is.
Well, Christmas Eve is all about the expectation and excitement and all of that, and then, you know, and then Christmas
and being cozy, right?
Yeah.
Little pajamas with the fire.
The day after Christmas is a rough one.
Boxing Day.
Yeah. We'll be here, of course.
Of course. Well,
nobody goes to work the day after Christmas except for us.
Yeah, it'll be 4 or 5 hours of us straight on the day after Christmas.
We might be on all day. I mean, every show. We might even be the gas house gang. Who knows?
Well, we're full of gas.
We are.
I don't know.
What do you do on Christmas Eve?
I usually go to dinner somewhere with my mom and my aunt.
Nice.
So we go to P.O.'s out in St. Charles, maybe get a pizza or something. Yeah. And then I spend the evening with my mom, stay the night with my mom, and then, you know, Christmas Day we go over to the big hoo-ha.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I kind of like that whole time between Christmas Eve and New Year's Day.
Oh, okay.
Now, this year we're going to get a couple of extra days, I think, because I think New Year's Day falls on
a Thursday. Yep.
So that Friday, you know, technically you don't have to get back to work and etc. So that's when I think is the most depressing time, is that first start of the year after you've had all this time off.
Well, I don't know. I mean, January, it's a new year. It's a new, you know.
Right.
People are out there doing their New Year's resolutions and
true
for
that.
24 hours. Mine
may be playing golf with all this heat we've got coming in. I think
New Year's resolutions?
I have in the past. I've lost weight. I've quit drinking soda. Yeah. I've tried to. This year I made the resolution that I was going to be more optimistic about Christmas. I don't know if you've noticed that, but I have been.
You have been, yes.
Yeah, because usually I tell you how much of a waste of time this all is, et cetera, but I'm trying to embrace it.
Yeah, buddy. It's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful. It's magical.
What would your New Year's resolution be?
Well, you know, I'm gonna try and
tip on takeout.
Gonna try and turn over a new leaf in 26, Michael.
Yeah.
Yep. A new healthier lifestyle.
Oh, that there's no doubt about that.
And watching what I eat, you know.
Where's that expression "turn over a new leaf" come from?
Well, it's been the leaves, and so you know you get the leaves on the ground, and
then
you turn it over, and you see what's on the other side.
So, and that's how you come with this idea that we're going to be different people is turn over a new leaf. It's one of those phrases that we have in our life. We all accept it. We know what it means, but we have no idea where it comes from.
Well, it comes from the leaf.
Yeah.
You know, the trees produce leaves.
Right.
Trees produce gumballs, too, which I find to be miserable things.
Be careful with those out in your backyard this Christmas if you're out playing football on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Or running,
gumballs.
Like Amy.
Well, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Amy, are they back next week?
Nobody they are knows. Back Monday, Tuesday.
All right, very good. How about that?
And we will be back right after
I think
after
I'm
Christmas.
Back on one of those days. We're doing Glover with Rachel next week.
Yeah, we'll be That'll around be all next week. You're going to get your fill of Hancock
yeah.
and Kelly.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If you listen to the radio between Christmas and New Year's, it's pretty much us. And the price is right, so that's always good. Hey, we'll talk to you before Christmas, folks, but we want to wish you a Merry Christmas from Michael Kelly, Matt Pajeski, and John Hancock, and Frank Ladd, who's sitting over there. It's the Gas House Gang next on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.